We're serving up some hot, spicy Latin rhythms.
Yes.
Ooh, came out that one good. I'm Sarko, and this is my son, Tisal. And we have more percussion than we have participants, which I think is good. Good and bad. What we want to do is just kind of give you some real basic elements to Latin music, which you can adapt to really any other type of music. Just show you basically how to play a lot of the instruments that you're not familiar with. When I do a workshop of this type, most people are interested in playing drums, bongos, and these type of djembe drums. Of course, the djembes are African style drums. They're tuned different. They sound a lot different from Latin percussion, even though they're similar. But what I'd like to do is see if we can get you some real basic techniques to play along with other musicians and to maybe even play by yourself and kind of get a basic understanding of what Latin percussion is all about. There's two different types, well, there's many different types of Latin percussion, but what we're going to focus on is Latin percussion and some Brazilian percussion, just in case in your community you have some... a Brazilian band or a samba band or something like that, and you just feel that urge when you want to jump in and join in, which most people do. So there's some real basic elements, and we'll get around to those in a second, but what I wanted to start off with was the cha-cha rhythm. The cha-cha rhythm is sounds exotic, but it's real basic, and probably you hear it 90% of pop music that you hear on the radio or that people of my generation grew up with can be considered a cha-cha rhythm, even if it has no Latin percussion in it. You could put a pair of bongas in there and a clave and a güiro and play right along. It's just basically a same 4-4 rhythm, right? Do you want to demonstrate that real quick? Real simple pattern on the bongas?
So this is the cha-cha, right? That's used for about 90% of all songs written, so.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. Bole, bole.
Bole, bole.
I wanna hold your hand. Anything, and if you go double time, then it becomes more like a little bit like salsa, right? If you remember Chicago tune,
Only the Beginning,
yeah. That song? Or Sympathy for the Devil, Rolling Stones, it had that double time salsa rhythm. Okay. So we're gonna go real basic here. We're gonna start off doing some hand clapping. And I'm gonna let Tisak tell you about the clavis and the clave rhythm behind Latin percussion.
So these are the clavis, which look like two pieces of wood, right? And these are used to keep the time, pretty much. For the cha-cha rhythm, it's different. So for the cha-cha, it would be. We call this 3-2. 1-2-3. 1-2, right? So, yeah.
So anyway, so these are the claves. Now, you probably have some claves around, but the thing about playing the clave is it's so loud and so high-pitched that if you're off on the clave, then everybody's gonna go off. So we have two different clave patterns. We have the 3-2.
That's 2-3. That's 2-3.
Yeah, 2-3, that's what I said. Okay, 2-3, and we have the 3-2. Okay, so let's do the 2-3.
Okay.
And then we'll pass around some shakers, and see if we can get some wheels going on here.
Yeah.
And sort of play along with that. And then we'll show you the pattern on the conga, okay? So let's clap out at 2-3. Can you kind of hear that? A lot of times when the people play shakers, and shakers is a great instrument, you know, to pass around and to play along with another band. Most people, when they see a shaker, this of course isn't the kind of shaker you're gonna buy in a store. But you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes they have those little egg shakers, and they have fruits and vegetable shakers, and they sound really good. They look like they might be toys, but you could really use them. And I've seen, you know, jazz musicians take that little egg and really play it and play it real well. And most people think that sometimes you play a shaker like this, you know, just however way you want it. But the correct way to play it, it's played in a C, you know, up and down. So like the C going like this. So let's pass around some of these. Let's try it with the maraca. Of course, the maraca, you see maraca play like this. Right? You can also play the maraca like this. And because we have so many people, let's kind of just pass around and we'll take turns. This is another homemade.
All right.
Shaker. Okay. Here's another bass. Okay, let's do without the conga first, and then we'll put on the conga so you can hear how we're sort of all playing a different rhythm, one rhythm on top of the other, especially when the conga comes in, you'll notice that. So let's do the 2-3. Wrist action more than not. There you go.
Keep your hands, your wrist loose. So you go here, it just kind of falls right there. That's pretty much
it. And engage your sound on both motions?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Try it with your mouth. Stay on the phone.
What?
Just play the tester. That's like a slow tester. The thing about Latin rhythm is really the feel. Because you can play, go ahead, stay right there. You can easily play, if we had a bell, which we don't have, Abba? It's called the campana. This is more of an African bell here, but if you had the campana cowbell, a lot of times on cha-cha, you'll recognize the cha-cha, especially if you're a ballroom dancer, you'll recognize the cha-cha bell. Go ahead, Tisa. It just marks the time. So if you were to clap around, you could go. Let's have one half here do the 2-3, and the other doing the cha-cha bell, which is just marking the time, okay? Let's do that. We're doing the 2-3. Did I say 2-2 again?
You let us in a 2-2.
I'm sorry, okay. Let's start at 2-3. I'm sorry, go ahead. Especially when you start hearing all the other different patterns that everybody's playing. Another essential rhythm is the wheedle. The wheedles come in all different shapes and sizes. This is the kind of wheedle that you normally see. It's like a hardwood wheedle. You can find these almost anywhere. This is one I made out of PVC pipe.
Oh.
Let's see if you hear. Play this like a as if it was the cowbell. Yep. See if you recognize this particular sound. Sound of the wheedle and the cowbell. So we don't have a lot of wheedles to pass around, but maybe after a little while we'll give you guys a chance to play all of these different instruments. What I want to do is give you a chance to play the djembe. What is that? Real nice djembe. Okay. These drums are called like these new Remo fiber drums. These are like real inexpensive drums. And they're really nice because they have like a fiber skin on them. You can buy them at any music store. And they have congas like this too, all kinds of different $5,000 drums. And so these are real inexpensive to buy and lightweight and durable. So if you're going to buy a drum, I would invest in something like this. Why don't you grab that one right there? You want to say something about how to play it? We'll chat your rhythm on the conga.
The conga?
Yeah. We're going to pretend that this is the conga.
So there's pretty much three different tones in... Well, there's lots of different tones, but we're only going to use two tones in the cha-cha rhythm. So there's open, where you just hit your hand right here in this crease that you have, right on this edge. And let your fingers, they just bounce off. And just bounce right off. And then the next rhythm, and the next tone is a slap tone. Slap tone's more, a lot more difficult, and it's... sounds like a slap. So instead of letting your hand bounce off, you cuff your hand like this and you slap it pretty much, but don't let your hand bounce off. So it goes. Okay, just put your hand right here in the middle pretty much. And that's gonna help it get that. So you can't let it bounce off.
Drums, they use a lot of hands in there. Their hands come off the conga, they go out like this. You know what I mean? You want everything right here. You want everything to stay right down the conga. My fingers aren't closed completely, but they're not open either. They're kind of like relaxed and a little bit bent like that. You're hitting with this part of the finger. Participating, we'll get this part of it down, and then we'll move on to the next. Let's see. How can we do this so that everybody gets a chance to play? Maybe we can keep some people playing all the time so we can keep a rhythm going. We'll get everybody into jamming. But let's try to get that open note. And what we want is we want tone. Tone is always important. When you hear a good, when a Latin percussionist hears another percussionist, he listens for two things. He listens for three things. He listens for, first of all, the tone, how well, what kind of tone he has, right? Real nice tone, and also the slap. We call it pop. He's also got a great pop. See that pop? Pop. And the pop takes a while. That's when you know a real good conguero is when you get that real nice. It sounds like a tennis ball. Pop. You know, a real nice pop. And then, of course, the time, how well they keep time. So let's just play along. Open notes and one closed note. Is a real basic conga rhythm that's real fun, and all it is, when it's not sophisticated like he plays, it would just be. Like if a band's playing somewhere or in church and you have congas around or something and you listen to the beat, then that's where you fall in. What we're getting at with that third close note is a slap, okay? And again, that takes time. Beat, let's get the feel and then we'll pass the congas around. Okay? Everything else, don't overplay. You know what I mean? What's beautiful about the conga rhythm is that there's space. It's laid back. It's a feel. That's what we always talk about, is that feel in Latin music. And you can add that feel to any other kind of music too. I'm sure you've experienced that, where you hear a song and then all of a sudden there's a Latin feel to it. A compilation came out a few years ago about salsa versions to Beatle tunes. And everybody loves Beatle music, but when you heard the salsa versions to it and all the percussion was added, it was the same song, but they just added all this percussion and horns. Just awesome. Okay, so let's go ahead and people who are playing the congas, let's pass them around so somebody else can get a chance. Somebody come sit over here, play over here.
I didn't play any
congas. Okay, why don't you? You kind of need it.
But there isn't one left.
Okay, well, I'll get a chair. Why don't you play this one, because I'll let him go. We're gonna start off in a real basic Latin rhythm, and then I want you to keep it basic, and then listen to Tissot and see how he's playing. He's playing more notes, open and closed notes, slap, and he's also playing quarter notes with his left hand. But do the quarter notes afterwards when you get it.
That's a little confusing. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. practice that at home on the table. We'll pretend like this is your table, okay? So when you're listening to the radio, if you hear that cha-cha beat, if you don't have a conga around, you still practice. Remember you saw it say that this left hand you use for yourself just for counting? Watch how you do it. Is it just resting? So your third note, which is the closed note, is the slack. That you have to think about, have to come to move by little. Okay, let's trade off again. Let's give everybody a little bit of a...
Like this. Don't have it nice and stiff because it won't make as
Go ahead, if you wanna do it, just grab a drum from somebody, because it doesn't look like they're gonna give it to you voluntarily. Anybody else? Huh? Okay, you wanna try a little bit of samba so I can feel the samba? Can they do a real simple samba on top of them? We don't have enough percussion for them to play. Okay, we're going to demonstrate to you real quick the samba beat. And the basic samba beat is the surdo.
The surdo in Brazil is pretty much the grave. It keeps the time for everything. So it's pretty much the main instrument. You have to have more surdos than anything else.
And you have an open note and a closed note, just like on the conga. And everything plays around that. So go ahead and play that. The pandero.
The pandero is a combination of the surdo and the shaker. So here the shaker goes. This is the same thing, but pretty much when you play it. So you go. Hear that? Right? That's the shaker part. And it's also a combination of the surdo.
So in other words, what this is the most fascinating instrument there is the pandero, because you can play it, a massive pandero player can play a whole drum set on just that instrument right there. And it's pretty difficult when you're first starting out to put all the different elements together, but these are another instrument that I suggest you buy, a pandero like this, because you can buy those real nice ones that are like $25. You can't tune them up, but sometimes they have a cross on them or something. They're used a lot in church music. And a great movie to see that I just saw recently was Behind, Standing in the Shadow of Motown. Has anybody seen that movie? Standing in the Shadow of Motown?
I've heard about it.
Oh, you've got to see that movie. It's a great movie to see with his family. But there's one guy in that, I think he was a horn player. Was he a horn player?
He was a horn player, and he never touched tambourine, which is in...
In English, they call it tambourine.
English, tambourine, right? Never touched one in his life. Touched one and started messing around with it. And
it became an essential element in Motown music. They couldn't record without him playing the pandeiro. And you have to see that. And the way he plays it is just unbelievable. So I'm going to play the surdo. Play the shaker so they can see how the pandeiro plays both. How you play both with the pandeiro. Some people play like a shaker, like like a rattle, stuff like that. So this is another essential element to get if you want to get your kids into playing percussion. Plus you can play it old-time gospel style, which is, like that, to sing along and shake it and stuff like that. And so that's why it's great to see that movie, because you really get to see the possibilities and tell yourself, man, I can do that too. So we don't have enough instruments to do the
samba.
We'd have to have it. I'd like to show you the shaker, but basically the shaker is the same in the samba. So if you have one, let's go ahead and pass it around. Pass the shakers around. Let us play a little bit. You guys, let us demonstrate the shakers, and then let everybody get a chance to play it, just so we can get that little wrist action. And remember, we want the.
You have like kids, and you went to the workshop with Carmen, you made little shakers. Me and my brother taught the 16 notes to all the little kids, like half of them. So that was the slower, and then 16 notes.
Samba that's real, real important is, and probably what you hear even more than the surdo is the agogô. And this is an African agogô. The Brazilian agogô is similar, has two tones.
It goes like, instead of having the bells like this, right, in a like a kind of elbow motion where the agogô from Brazil is more like
U-shaped.
Round. It goes round. So then what that does is so you can hit two bells together and makes kind of like a click sound, which fills more, so it fills it in. So the ready going.
In it, and why Brazil has such a rich heritage in percussion is because when the Africans were brought over as slaves to the United States, they were forbidden to play their drums. They wouldn't let Africans play their drums, and so that forced them to improvise and to sing and to chant. right? And created gospel music, and then created the blues and jazz and rock and all those other genres.
Made the rhythm with their voices.
Exactly, they made the rhythm with their voices. Whereas in Brazil, they were allowed to play the drums in Brazil and in the Caribbean. So they brought over their African drums, and you have the djembe, which is kind of like an original form, kind of morphed into the conga style. So you had that, the drums changing shape a little bit, and then of course you had the Spanish influence, the Spanish guitar, the gypsy music. You had those musical rhythmic elements blend in.
Create a bossa nova.
And in Brazil you had the samba. And so that's why in Brazil you have samba, and in the Caribbean you have salsa, in America you have jazz and the blues. So even though when the drums were left, it created this wonderful Afro-Brazilian, Afro-Caribbean sound, but in the United States, those musical elements were continued and enhanced in the music that we know today. So really we have all of this Africa to be grateful for all these different rhythms. And they call them polyrhythms, where you're playing different rhythms together. Everybody's playing something different, as you can see, yeah, especially in the case with the agogô. He's playing an entirely different pattern than the surdo or pandeiro. Okay, let's do a little jam session. Let's pass the drums around. And these drums, I'm gonna play the surdo, and I just want everybody to play the drum. Well, okay, so I just want you to play those open notes.
Class at 3 o'clock, we're
going
to meet at the art. So,
anybody
wants to come and join
us. Yeah. Brazilian martial arts. a dance and drumming martial arts team. Thank you very much.